Obama to Biden's Rescue, Bad Debate Nights Happen. By Hannah Knudsen on June 28, 2024. Former President Barack Obama on Friday rushed to President Joe Biden's rescue following a lackluster debate performance, one that sent many Democrats into a spiral of panic, the former president asserting that bad debate nights happen. Bad debate nights happen. Trust me, I know, Obama said in a statement shared to social media, urging Americans to look beyond Biden's dismal debate performance. But this election is still a choice between someone who has fought for ordinary folks his entire life and someone who only cares about himself, Obama claimed. Between someone who tells the truth, who knows right from wrong and will give it to the American people straight, and someone who lies through his teeth for his own benefit, Obama said, concluding that last night didn't change that, and it's why so much is at stake in November. He then shared a link to Biden's campaign website. Obama's plea for Americans to look beyond Biden's debate performance follows hours upon hours of panic from Democrats after Biden's debate performance, which featured the 81-year-old looking confused at times, suffering freezes, and attempting to resurrect Democrat talking points, from the very fine people hoax to the suckers and losers fabrication. When he was not doing that, he repeated the phrase "the idea" 27 times. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. Obama's statement also comes after the former president made waves for leading Biden off the stage at a star-studded fundraiser in June. Immediately after the debate, the CNN panel went into panic mode over Biden's debate performance. Anderson, this was a game-changing debate in the sense that right now as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party, CNN host John King said after the debate. It started minutes into the debate and it continues right now. It involves party strategists, it involves elected officials, it involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. CNN political commentator Van Jones also admitted, that was painful. I love Joe Biden. I worked for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. Related, panic, CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. Despite some floating the idea of replacing Biden and donors backing down, a Biden campaign spokesperson said Biden is not dropping out. He reportedly plans to participate in a second debate in September. Meanwhile, Republicans are also casting doubt on the possibility of Democrats replacing Biden. The Democrats don't have the option of replacing Joe Biden, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News Daily after the debate. There's not a vehicle for them to do that. Their rules are very onerous with their convention and their structure, and Jason Miller did a good job of weighing that out last night. And what we know is that it is going to be their ticket is set, the senator said. So it is going to be a Biden-Harris ticket. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chair Michael Whatley tends to agree, telling Breitbart News Daily, those delegates that have voted for him in all of the primaries, and we have completely finished the primary process across the country, are bound to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. All of the money that they have raised, the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've raised, was raised for the Biden-Harris campaign. So it is absolutely not a given that they're going to be able to switch this out. And they certainly are not going to do it if Jill Biden doesn't allow Joe Biden to step down, Whatley added.